Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this special episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Today is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, a day where we are more mindful of him and his gifts in our life. It is interesting that during the Damodar Leela, towards the end, there comes a text which tells us just how important it is to meet a great saintly personality and what are the effects. We remember the two cursed sons of Kuvera had become mad for material life. They had bathed, undressed with similarly undressed ladies in a sacred river, enjoying themselves with song and wine. Then they met Narada Muni, and this meeting was extremely eventful. Eventually, by Narada Muni's disguised curse, it was really a blessing. They were meeting Krishna and were delivered by him. And so in the following text, text 41, there is the effect described of meeting a saintly person by means of an example, meeting the sun. When one is face to face with the sun, the text says, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Coming face to face with Srila Prabhupada has for me made three miracles. First of all, due to his constant sharing of Krishna consciousness, light came into my life so that I could see the path in front of my eyes. Also, meeting him brought away the dullness that comes by material life, the uninspired nature, the unenthusiastic nature for spiritual life. It's just like coming to a fire and getting warmed up. The stiff limbs become movable and one can move very nicely. The third effect is really like coming and lighting a fire. When you light a fire, you can make a sacrifice. So in the way meeting Srila Prabhupada has empowered me and countless others to use this life as a sacrifice, a yajna of chanting the holy name. So just like meeting fire puts light, warmth, and the possibility to engage in a sacrifice in our life, meeting Srila Prabhupada has also this wonderful effect. However, it's so important that you make Prabhupada your Prabhupada, or that I make him my Prabhupada. Then only do I have a relationship with him. Being a follower is something which is not just intellectual, but which goes to all my emotions, my desires, my determinations, my orientation in life. On this day, let us all think about my Prabhupada. What are the gifts that my Prabhupada has given to me in my life? wishing you all the best and see you for the next Kartik Inspirations.